Just looking here at an issue where apparently a large number of parents have been victims of what's called parent shaming. Many parents are travelling with young children, of course, and they say they've experienced this term, parent shaming, over the last 5 years in particular. Parents have faced criticism or been made feel inadequate by, you know, passengers, for example, on planes and trains and buses. But it's the planes where the tolerance levels seem to be stretched to the absolute limit. And there's been some research done, and indeed it reveals that 1 in 10 cases is so extreme that the adults have had their children physically moved or indeed hit by someone who would be on a flight. Let me speak to Talia Stone, who's a parenting and lifestyle blogger. Talia, good morning.
Good morning.
The idea of impatience all around because a child maybe is a bit upset, or a child is you know, maybe crying or a bit disorientated when on an aeroplane. The other passengers are lacking patience with them, or is it a very poorly brought up little brat who's kicking the back of the seat and the poor passenger's had enough?
Well, I think it depends what child we're talking about. I mean, what the research from Direct Line Travel Insurance shows, it's over 3 million parents travelling who have experienced parent shaming. Now, I'm pretty sure not all of those children can be brats. And I think that there's going to be a split with a lot of parents who just have children who are exemplifying age-appropriate behaviour, whether it's a baby crying or a toddler getting a little bit overexcitable because it's the first time they've flown on a plane.
If you pay, you know, your 100 quid to sit on a plane and you're flying to Torremolinos or wherever, and you are beside that child, or in even worse, beside the toddler and the baby and the mommy and the daddy, all in the general area or the guardians or whoever's there, and they, you know, the people who have the parental responsibility have just, they've got so used to it that it just goes over their head. The person who's sitting in the seat that's costing 100 quid has their flight spoiled. You know, you just feel, oh no, gee, why me? It's hard to remain patient sometimes if the parents or the guardians don't intervene.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, as a parent, I would say that I'm not that kind of parent that doesn't intervene with my child. And I would suggest that parents need to be parents and take responsibility for their children. On the flip side, I would also say to the passenger, it's 2 hours of your life. And, you know, it's a good lesson in patience.
This is a good point because, well, I was going to say we've all been parents. Of course, we haven't all had the blessing of being parents. But I've been through it. I've been there with, you know, our wee one being a wee bit naughty. Or I've been there and been delighted that she's behaved very well. I've been there and I've got up and walked around the aisle with her. You know, you do that. That's part of bringing them up, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's tough flying as a parent, and we're acutely aware of that. I actually haven't really flown much in the last few years because my experience of flying with a child has just been so negative that it's just not something that I really want to get involved in. And I think that everyone needs to be mindful of the fact that if you're flying as a parent with a child, it's already stressful enough, okay? We don't actually need parent shaming to be laid upon us on top of that.
So who are the main parent shamers? Would it be, you know, 30-something single women who haven't their own children? Is it old men who've never known what it's like to be in a relationship? Who are the guilty party here?
Well, I think it's easy to say that it could be anyone who hasn't had a child yet, because for my part, before I became a parent, I probably was a lot less tolerant of what life on a plane might be like for a parent with a small child. So I guess it's people who haven't had children, or maybe have children who have now flown the nest, or perhaps people who have just forgotten what it's like to be a child themselves.
So what do you do if you are the parent and you know you're not going to be able to control wee Joe or Josephine? They are going buck mad. Do you turn to the patient, to the other passenger, and say, I'm really sorry about this? Or if they're getting uppity, do you say, listen, were you never a child yourself, you cheeky brat? What do you say to them?
I think it really depends on the situation, and you've got to take it case by case. I mean, I've read recently that people have been giving out gifts to fellow passengers in advance to fellow passengers to say sorry for what they expect their child's behaviour to be like, which just seems absolutely ludicrous to me. I think there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm sorry about this, they're just having a bad time teething or whatever. If that makes you feel better, that's fine, do what you need to do, but don't start feeling guilty about your child's, you know, their age-appropriate behaviour. You shouldn't beat yourself up over that, because they are just being a baby or being a toddler.
And one of the final points here, and this is something we covered on this programme last week, breastfeeding in public. This is a nuisance for a lot of passengers. They don't want mum breastfeeding beside them on the flight.
Well, I just find that quite unbelievable. Breastfeeding is one of the most natural things you can do for a child on the planet. I have been on the other side, where I've been on a long-haul flight breastfeeding and have felt extremely uncomfortable, because I've been acutely aware of some people's perceptions of breastfeeding, and it makes you very anxious. I think people should be more tolerant to what is a natural part of motherhood.
Finally, if you've got wee Jimmy and he's sitting beside you and he's like 4 years old and he's kicking the seat in front, you know, the person sitting in that seat can only take so much. How do you stop that little git from kicking that seat?
Distraction is the key. Definitely distraction is the key. I mean, I definitely do not condone that kind of behaviour in my child or any other child. But as a parent, you need to be getting on that plane prepared. You need to have a load of distractions, whether it's a busy bag full of games and little toys and whatever. You can get a lot of things cheap these days just to keep them busy and distracted, because unfortunately children do start acting out once they're bored. So it's up to you to try and navigate that.
It sounds like good advice, Talia. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Talia Stone, who's blogging and writing about parenting and looking at that research. Have you a story to tell us from being on a plane? An example of excellent parenting where it was brought under control very quickly? Or possibly the parents who just ignore what Jimmy and Josephine are doing? How patient are you? Have you ever sort of lost the rag and give off to the parent, or maybe to someone else's child? Are you short on patience? Do let us know. 90 333 105.